Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, coming at you live with another dose of daily stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Isn't that all about being super serious and stoic? Honey, let me tell you, it's way more than that. It's about finding strength and peace within yourself, no matter what life throws your way. And today, we're diving deep into something really important, developing a positive body image and cultivating self-love. Because let's be real, in a world obsessed with filters and unrealistic beauty standards, learning to love ourselves, flaws and all, can feel like climbing Mount Everest. But trust me, it's totally worth it. Ever felt that knot of anxiety tighten when you see those perfectly curated photos on social media? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others and suddenly your own body feels, well, not good enough? We've all been there, but here's the thing. Comparing yourself to others is like trying to measure a banana against a pineapple. They're just different fruits. So, let's break down some powerful stoic principles that can help us cultivate that self-love and rock our bodies with confidence. First up, acceptance. The Stoics believed in accepting things as they are, not wishing them to be different. And honey, your body is part of that beautiful tapestry of life, unique, amazing, and worthy of love. It's housed your spirit, carried you through adventures, and kept you going through thick and thin. So, instead of trying to mold it into some idealized shape, appreciate its strengths and quirks. Next, focus on what you can control. You can't control your genetics or the societal pressures around beauty, but you can control how you treat yourself, both physically and mentally. What kind of food do you nourish your body with? How much movement do you incorporate into your day? Are you treating your mind with kindness and compassion? These are things within your power to change, and they have a huge impact on your overall well-being and self-image. Third, practice gratitude. Think about all the amazing things your body can do. Walk, run, dance, hug, smile. It's a temple that deserves appreciation. Take time each day to acknowledge its capabilities and thank it for carrying you through life. Fourth, shift your perspective. Instead of obsessing over perceived flaws, try shifting your focus to what makes you unique and beautiful. Maybe it's your eyes that sparkle with laughter, your hair that flows like a waterfall, or your walk that radiates confidence. Own those things. Celebrate them. Because true beauty comes from within, from embracing your authentic self. Finally, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Comparing yourself to others only breeds negativity and insecurity. Every body is different, every journey unique. Focus on your own path, celebrate your progress, and never lose sight of how amazing you truly are. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years ago, I was invited to a photo shoot for a fitness magazine, exciting, right? But as the day approached, my anxiety skyrocketed. I started comparing myself to the other models, their seemingly perfect physiques, and suddenly I felt so insecure about my own body. But then, I took a deep breath, remembered all the stoic wisdom we've talked about today, and shifted my focus. Instead of dwelling on perceived flaws, I focused on being grateful for my strong body, capable of amazing things. I celebrated my unique features, those that made me, well, me. And guess what? The shoot ended up being a blast. I felt confident, empowered, and totally comfortable in my own skin. See, self-love isn't about achieving some unattainable ideal. It's about embracing who you are right now, imperfections and all. It's about choosing kindness over criticism, gratitude over comparison, and acceptance over striving for perfection. So, I want you to take a moment right now, close your eyes, and visualize yourself shining bright, strong, confident, and radiating self-love. Repeat these words to yourself. I am worthy, I am beautiful, I am enough. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and never stop learning and growing. Keep rocking that body image. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and most importantly, stay true to yourself. Catch you later.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.